is starting now. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, and welcome back. We are just powering through our third day of the Monetize Your Gifts Live Masterclass. If you were able to attend the previous session with Jules Watkins, Jules gave us a wonderful webinar presentation on the how to shine on camera using video in particular. And actually a couple of the topics that he addressed, well, several of them actually echoed many of the other presenters, and he actually mentioned graciously that one of the topics on makeup was one of the areas that he decided not to go into because he knew Nikki was coming on and she'd be talking about it in much more detail. I love that. What I have found, you know, when I was planning this event, as I said before, you know, I really took the time to really look at every person, not only the person I was asking to present the topic, but more first to the point, the topics that I wanted to bring, and I wanted everything to fit together almost like a puzzle, so that you would actually have a complete plan to actually execute as you move forward from this day forward. And so I have found that once I made those decisions, I knew I wanted someone to talk about video, I knew I wanted someone to talk about photography and branding and visual makeup and process like what Nikki's talking about, and then YouTube, which is Aaron's going to be speaking about in about an hour or so. And all of these pieces fit together. So literally this one section of the masterclass alone, all three of these calls fit together. You know, Jules is talking about video, market or being prepared for video. Nikki's going to help you get your physical look together so that you look great, whether you're doing video or still. And then Aaron's going to talk about how to blast it out on YouTube and drive a lot of traffic to your site and your brand and your message. So, again, I want to say a heartfelt thank you again to everyone. But right now we're going to spend our time with the amazing Nikki Incandela. Nikki, thank you so much for coming today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You know, Nikki and I go way back. I've known Nikki since my first telesummit that I did in, I think it was 2009.
Wow.
Nikki was one of the first people that I asked, so this is really cool. 4 years later, fast forward 4 years later, I think almost five, and we're doing it again, and we've had fun every step of the way of our relationship. So we've had a lot of laughs and a lot of Thai food and a lot of wine, and it's been a lot of fun. So it's cool, but she's good. So I want to go right into it. Nikki is going to be speaking about how to put your best face forward and attract all the ideal clients that you want. Nikki is an international photographer who specializes in portrait photography and also documents global projects that are close to her heart and encompass special meaning and spread incredible positive messages. Her passion lies in capturing happiness, love, and the connections of those beautiful souls who are on the other end of her lens. Nikki's specialty is documenting the true spirit, the light, and the heart of her clients on film, deeper than a means of livelihood. She enjoys making life richer and more memorable by seeing her photographer's art as a service to others. Nikki is extremely talented, knowledgeable. Actually, you've seen my headshot on Facebook, social media, whatever, all over the place on this masterclass program. Nikki is responsible for that photograph. And I might even let her tell you how that picture came about.
I think we could do a whole interview just on that scenario.
I might just let her, but it's an interesting story. But so needless to say, I'm not one for having my picture taken. So if she could do what she did with my mug, she's pretty damn good in my opinion. So, yeah, so I mean, she's just amazing at this topic. And, you know, the one thing that Nikki and I really connected on was about really several years ago was on honestly how bad so many people's social media pictures really are. You know, they don't use a great image to represent their brand and their message. And if you're using social media for your marketing, in particular Facebook, you really want your best, literally your best face forward. Mm-hmm. And so Nikki is an expert at this. She specializes in this. And, you know, she has a signature style that when you look at certain images, I can look at certain people's avatars, and I know she took that picture. And that goes a lot to say for how someone has developed their talent. They've embraced their gift. She's totally embraced her gift. And, you know, through all of the trials and tribulations through life, she's never let go of that. And so she's more than just a teacher, more than just a photographer and artist, but she is, I feel, as all of the people are, she is a complete representation of what it means to monetize your gift. So for that, I want to say thank you, Nikki, and applaud you for that. Seriously.
Thank you. That's so sweet. Thank you so much for saying that. I really appreciate it, especially because you're one of my dearest friends and you know my whole part of the journey. So thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. So let's move right into it. Nikki, I want to start out with, before we move into some of the bullet points, I just want to move into, you photograph people all over the world, some amazing people. So why is photography and why is us as entrepreneurs, creative entrepreneurs, look at, you know, with the desire to monetize our gifts, why is having great images of ourselves so important to our business?
Because we are our brand. And, I went through my own type of field study to be comfortable with that. But it's a huge message that as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as just anybody, you are your brand, and once you understand that, your life just cracks open. It's really incredible because you start not just being honest with other people about who you are and what your intention is and what your purpose is, but you start being honest with yourself, which is the most important key to that.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. And you know why I feel that statement is so powerful is because I know for many of us, not just photographers in particular, which is a whole other conversation for another call, but we tend to want our product or our service or the thing that we do to be in the forefront, mm-hmm. and we take a back seat to
right.
the image that's out there. And you have you have some strong feelings about that and why that's so important and quite frankly, in my opinion, I think crucial that you reverse that. I'd love to hear you share a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, as a photographer, I'm so comfortable being behind the camera that, once that idea was presented to me, I mean, it was terrifying. I went kicking and screaming into being in front of the camera, and I didn't get it. I didn't agree with it, and just there was so much resistance around it. And once I actually did it and found a formula that works for me, it was just incredible. I spent a lifetime of not being photogenic and feeling like I'd come to terms with the fact that I was never going to see a good picture of myself, and that's it. I need to be okay with that. And I remember I was in New York at the time, and I was just like, okay, that's the deal. Like, I just have to accept this. I'm done searching for a good photo being taken of myself. There just are people that, they can't be captured. Like, I feel like I have this spirit that nobody is going to know about, and it's never going to be captured. And once I kind of figured out that formula for myself, it was all about allowing that to shine.
Wow. Well, so your own personal journey, actually led to you doing what you do for other people and for yourself at the same while healing your own your home feelings around this.
Yeah, I think like for all of us, it's one of the most important quotes that I always come back to is that healer heal thyself. Like, we are all, giving of something that we had to have our own healing around.
Mm-hmm. So true. And isn't that fascinating how we will pick, we'll be drawn to wanting to choose a particular business or create a particular business out of something that, quite frankly, for some of us, is a stuck point or a sticky point for us in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it always comes from that, right? Your greatest challenge is always the key to unlocking your greatest potential. But it's true. It's Yeah, no, once you prove that for yourself, it's like, wow, okay.
It's amazing, and what makes it so powerful in this respect is because what it does is it puts you in the position where you start to realize that you can begin to create that first level of really deep connection with someone because you understand what they're going through because you're dealing with it yourself in your own way.
Yeah, I never felt good in front of the camera. I remember crying every year with school pictures. Every year I went into it because I'm just a positive, happy person, and I was that way as a little girl, and thinking maybe this is the year that I'm going to like a picture of myself, and then I would cry afterwards. And, it was devastating. And it's just funny how, going through most of my life, feeling that really allows me to have a better level of compassion and understanding with my clients because it's not a comfortable place to be. And I need to create that safe, environment, that safe space for people to be comfortable in that.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now let's talk about that for a minute, Nikki, because I know, again, we all, hear this and we know, okay, I'm really going to go ahead and then, take what she's saying to heart. I'm going to do something. I'm going to actually go and get, I'm going to have my portraits done. So what I would love to do for a second before we get into even some of the deeper tips is just in finding a photographer that we connect with that can help us see ourselves and reflect back to us in physical photographs, our brand. How do we go about finding that photographer that can just help us do that? Because I think for some of us, that's the first step.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that's, one of the most important steps is finding that person that can really create that space for you. And, for me, when I work with entrepreneurs, I own my own business and I study personal growth. I study marketing. I hire and work with really high level coaches on mindset, spirituality, marketing and business. So, when entrepreneurs or business owners come to me, I get it. I get what they're going through. I get what point they're at. There are different levels of the stages that we go through. And even actors are the same thing. But, going back to the brand, we are our business. So you can't really get away from that. And, like I already mentioned, my business was up-leveled so much when I started to be the face of my brand as opposed to my brand representing me and that coming through with my work. So when I stepped in front of the camera, it just cracked my business open because, it's crazy because I now have people hire me without even looking at my work because I've become such an expert at being my brand. I've studied it for so many years that they'll see one image that I've taken for a client on Facebook and then they'll reach out. In fact, I just did a VIP photo shoot day. That's my highest level package with one of my clients just recently. And he told me in the strategy session that we had over the phone that he felt, a little irresponsible for investing so much money into a photographer based off of trust and a gut feeling of knowing that I was the right person for him because he hadn't researched my work at all. He just, signed up. So it's it's that important to be your brand, to create that level of trust. So, through all of the studying that I do for my own business, I have all of this amazing, content-rich information on business building and brand placement and recognition, and I get to share all of that with my clients just as I utilize that information for myself. So, it's important on being clear with who you are and how you are here to best serve and show up in the world so that you can be vulnerable and courageous enough to allow that to be seen in your images. And people get it. They get a genuine photo, and they may not be able to put words to it, or they may not know why they're responding the way they do to an image that they see, but they know someone's being genuine when they see it. And if there's a hint of someone hiding something in a photo, immediately you'll be untrustworthy. So I actually have, like, one of my favorite quotes is by Paul Klee, and he says, what we see depends mainly on what we're looking for. So since you are your brand, you need to be your brand in an intentional way in your photos, so that your connections with people who see your images are true and amazing, and you really thrive from that place, because the photographer needs to allow you to have that safe space to be, and be vulnerable and courageous to open up, and so they can capture that. So there's a little more that the photographer needs to bring, as opposed to just posing and clicking.
Mm-hmm.
If you trust, you know, if you really need to trust that person and hire someone that you feel aligned with, because it's a huge responsibility that as a photographer we need to take on and own, so that we can create that space for someone to open up, but so that we can also coach someone into that best self of themselves when they need that. And it's important for us as photographers to read that and to be really intuitive when we're working with our clients, you know? Like, I coach my clients through an entire session. I don't just, you know, pose them and it's just over. I coach them through. We stop shooting. We talk sometimes. And it's my responsibility to see the best in them and allow them to feel safe enough to open up so that I can capture that. And that's when they get to really see who they truly are.
You know, this is, again, what makes you in particular such a gift, again, because I know a lot of photographers. I mean, I'm a photographer myself. That's how you and I initially connected.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, my first event I did like this one 4 years ago was all around the subject in particular about photography. And again, so my circle of influence around that time was all about that. And for so many, and this is not putting anyone down, but it's just a real observation that I have for myself, is that for many photographers, it's more about their vision and how they want to portray their version of you,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to taking the time, as you said, stated a couple of times here, Nikki, taking the time to get to understand their client and what their message is that they need to have conveyed, so that
right.
you can then see if you're a fit one to even help them do that, execute that, and then two, if you are able to do that, to actually convey it. So with that said, how important is it? Now, let me back up for a second. You're a hybrid in the respect that you've done a lot of internal work on yourself. I know this, and you've done a lot of marketing, business development work. You've done a lot of work around yourself. So you understand very intuitively how to go to those places with your people that say someone else who's just more focused on the technical sides of taking the image. You have that ability to be able to go there with people, which I know
yeah.
for a fact helps you. Quite frankly, it doesn't help you. It sets you apart, period.
Yeah, and that's all part of the previous question you just asked me, too, is like being your brand. I became very clear on what my skill set is, how I best serve my clients, and, you know, that clarity gives me confidence to talk about that. There's no surprise, you know, in a strategy call with a client who's thinking about hiring me, I'm very honest about the fact that, you know, I'm an intuitive shooter. I'm not going to sit there and take 10 minutes to take your photo and make sure that all the elements, you know, in the world are aligned. My job is purely to get the essence of you captured. So, you know what, if the wind is blowing and you got a few hairs out of place, like, that's going to happen. But I'm not going to sit there and make you smile for 5 minutes waiting for, you know, the world to align. And I almost feel bad saying that because it sounds like I'm cutting on technical photographers, but there's an aspect of technical photographers that I so admire too, because I don't, that's that's not, you know, where my brilliance is. My brilliance is truly with being an intuitive photographer and allowing for my clients to open up. And also, like, you know, just being honest. Like, you want to hire someone who cares enough to be honest with you, you know, and that this kind of goes into probably answering your question about the makeup artist, too, if that's okay. But
yeah.
So, you know, my makeup artist, I work with him with most of my clients here in San Diego because I trust him. And because we have such a flawless flow of working together, you know, that I even have him stay for the beginning of the shoot so that I can start shooting. And if things are flaring, I can bring him in and be like, you know what, Anthony, I get that you were doing contour on her face, but there's almost this, like, strict line in between the blush and the bronzer. I need you to, you know, just smooth that out. He's like, oh, perfect. Okay, I'm so glad you saw it. Like, he doesn't get offended when I direct him. And then I also allow him to be in his brilliance, and I trust him fully with his craft. So we do have that working relationship where we work so well together.
It's beautiful. Now this is such a great topic, and I'm so glad that we're doing this, because these are some really meaty points that I really want to bring up as we're having this conversation. When someone's coming to, say, you or anyone, I mean, I know, you know, you're in the San Diego area, and, you know, while I would love for people listening to, if they decide that, you know, once they learn more about you, you may be the one for them that they fly to San Diego and work with you, but let's assume that people may not be able to do that or want to do
right.
that. How important is it, Nikki, in your opinion, for entrepreneurs to have either some sense or have done some work, I don't want to say sense, they have done some work around figuring out what their brand is before they hire their photographer? Because, again, you're a hybrid. You understand the branding aspect of it, too, and you can bring that to the table, but a lot of photographers may not. So if they're assuming that the one that they get does not understand that, should they work with someone first to help them work those details out before they go and get the photographer?
Yeah, absolutely they can. And, you know, people are in different budget levels, too, when they start a business. So you really have to, you know, do the best with what you've got. And brand placement and brand positioning is extremely important. I started a brand in a business, and I took myself to Sundance Film Festival to launch it. And it was brand new. I had all my ducks in a row. And literally the second day I was at the festival, a girl came up to me and said, "I love your T-shirt. Where did you buy it?" And I said, "I designed it." And she said, "Oh, well, my mom was here yesterday and gave me five of the top brands I need to check out, and yours was one of them." I knew I was going into a celebrity type of atmosphere, so I actually positioned the brand for that company as a celebrity brand. And to have that confirmation of her say I was one of the brands to check out from all of the festival, I mean, I was like, wow, okay, that's complete confirmation of how important brand placement is. And I think I launched that business for like
$2,000. Wow.
Yeah. So to really be clear about what venue you're going into, what ideal client base you're hitting up, what way you're supposed to best serve with that product or service is the most important thing you can do for yourself, is just find your own clarity if you don't have someone to help you with that. You know, ask yourself the tough questions. How do you want to be represented? And then, you know, actually act on that. You're probably going to stretch yourself as far as your budget or your mindset, but if you feel like something is right, you know, don't cheapen yourself. Just do it. And you're going to get it back tenfold. So it's just extremely important to be super clear on how you show up. And actually, a girl that I met recently, she was getting headshots done, And she was asking me questions, and I was like, you know what? If you feel like you're in a situation with a photographer who maybe doesn't get it, and I say that knowing that there are, like, a worldwide full of photographers who are incredible who do get it, so find the right one for you. But if you find yourself in a situation with someone who isn't taking ownership and responsibility for how they're showing up, take control of the photo shoot. Don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to go with your gut and start directing, get what you need out of the investment, because it's an investment. Don't let it go to waste. Don't just sit there and blame it on the photographer. Like, take control, take ownership yourself of that photo session. Make sure that you hire your makeup artist, your hairstylist, like whatever you need, image stylist, so that you're set. And if you get yourself in that situation, just take control.
Okay, now you started this conversation with this, so I want, it's a perfect segue, so I want to lead into it. Now, so we're talking about putting together your best possible team, being responsible for what your ultimate image comes out like. You're a person who, you know, some of us are around creative people all the time. We're influenced by that. Some of us, wherever we are, there's people all over the world listening to this. Where do they go to find these people? You know, where do they go to find the best photographer, the one that's right for them? And what if that photographer already has a makeup person that they like, but that makeup person may not be right for them?
I go back to go with your gut. Take the initiative. I'm just laughing because what I was going to say was a little, like, derogatory. So I won't say it.
Okay.
Have the courage.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
We're adults here. Feel free. Have the cojones. Okay, I got you.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, have the courage to actually take responsibility for yourself and for your own experience. So, you know, everything can be said in a compassionate and loving way. If it comes from a place of love and someone takes it the wrong way, it's not yours to take on. Just let them be pissed. It doesn't matter, because you're doing the best that you can. And you know what? It's good to recognize that they're doing the best that they can too. So it just is what it is. So, you know, the most important thing is to make sure you look at the work of a photographer, but also interview them. Do they really get you, or are their ideas really stretching to a place that you're like, that's not really me, they're not really getting me? And just keep looking. I talk about this all the time. Like, I know you're probably interviewing other photographers, and that's great. If there's any way I can help you with the questions to ask, let me know. It's most important for you to trust the person, because I tell you what, if you love their work but you don't feel comfortable with them, that's going to show on your face. So all of a sudden you're going to have this beautiful lit studio photo that you were dying to have, and you look terrified. So you never use it. So it's just like, you really have to put yourself in a comfortable, safe place. And it doesn't matter who the photographer is or who they've photographed. What matters is how you feel in their presence. Do they empower you? Do they make you feel like you can just be yourself? Those are the most important questions to ask yourself when you're speaking to someone and interviewing photographers. And, yeah, if they come up with someone that is a makeup artist and you don't feel comfortable with them, say something. It's okay. You know?
Yeah.
I really have my own person. They get me. I just prefer to use them, you know. I don't shoot a lot of weddings, but I have, like, a lot of my friends. I just went back to New York, and one of my photo shoots was an engagement photo shoot. And my friend asked me to photograph their wedding, and I said no. I would rather be a guest, and they respected that. They were like, great, we're so glad we asked you. We know you love doing the portrait stuff instead, so will you do our engaged dates? Like, purposely did not take the engagement photos in the package with their wedding photographers because they wanted to hire me. So it's just, you know, just know where you stand and take responsibility for what you want and be determined to get it.
Like you said, take control, because it is your business and it's your brand. And, you know, and this goes into say, and, you know, this is my personal bias, and I'm sure, you know, Nikki probably has a similar opinion about it, is that when you're shopping for that person that is going to help you get your message out into the world, your brand in this particular instance, you know, you don't always want to focus on just what the cost is in terms of the lowest cost person. You want to get someone that has the skills and the and the ability to be able to get the best image out, because I would rather have an image that I may have invested a little bit more in financially on the front end that can last me for years than doing, as I'm sure I've had this come to me, I know you've had this come to me, people who have pictures that they spent a lot of money for that never see the light of day.
Yeah, exactly. I have a lot of people come to me to retake their photos.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
It's crazy. And I get it at the same time. You know, I talk to people about it all the time. Even when I put a bid in for a really big job recently, and the guy called me and was like, you know, Nikki, I have to be honest with you, you're really expensive. And for this particular job, even though when it broke down, I was really expensive. Anyway, I was like, well, here's the deal. I don't strive to be the cheapest. I strive to be the best for my client. And I know that you're actually getting a deal here based on what I actually give. So it's okay that I'm not the cheapest. I'm not going to disrespect my skill set and my business by lessening my price. We can take some of the aspects of the shoot out and make it cheaper that way for you to fit within your budget. But I refuse, you know, I want to respect your business, and I want my business to be respected as well. And most importantly, I need to respect it myself first.
There you go.
Yeah. So when you have friends too, like this is a conversation that comes up quite a bit, is like, I've had friends who are just like, no, I respect your business enough. Please, you know, thank you for the friend's discount, but I don't want it. I want to pay you full price. So tell me what that is. And, you know, that means a lot to me. And I do that to friends also, where it's just like, I want, you know, law of attraction, right? It's like 101. I want my business to be respected. So in turn, I'm going to respect other people's businesses.
Right. Great info. I mean, these are things that we forget about sometimes, but it's all a part of the whole cycle of it all.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned something that So you mentioned something a second ago that I really want to hone in on for just a moment. And then we'll get into some more things about makeup tips in particular, because I know that's a part of the bonus that you're offering everyone today. You know, you mentioned about a strategy session, that you offer a strategy session with a potential client to get clear about that. Could you describe a little bit with us about what entails a good strategy session, and what kind of things should a prospective client for a photographer that they're looking to hire, what kind of questions should they be looking to get answered?
It's funny because, so for me, a strategy session is basically just a consultation. It's a phone call with a client, a potential client who is shopping photographers and interested in hiring me. And in turn, you know, what I typically tell them is, you know, go to my blog, go to Facebook, go to my website, learn about me, because this isn't you interviewing me. This is really about me interviewing you, so that I can make sure that we're truly aligned for working together. So when we get on the call, you know, they can ask me questions about myself, but more importantly, I ask them questions about their business, about how they see themselves, about their insecurities, about, more importantly, you know, what they want their images to do for them. You don't think about that, you know. You think about your image and how you look, but it's an investment. So our images need to be our marketing too. What type of clientele do you want it to attract and pull in for you? Everything you have in your business should be working for you, including your images. It's not just a pretty face. Like, what are you actually telling people? What are you urging them to do? And how are you making them feel by looking at your images? It's what I call creating an intentional visual presence for yourself so that, you know, you're genuinely being you, but you're setting it out there in a very intentional way. And that's just being a smart business owner, to be honest with you. It's not about manipulation. It's about having the courage to be you so that you're attracting the right people. You know, it's so important. It's more important than what you even think.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think people really realize how important it is. And I think made more so today because of social media, which is in great part driven by images.
Yeah, exactly. So to further answer your question, it's those types of questions that I will ask and really get clarity around so that, you know, I know where the client is wanting to go and how I can best help them. And more importantly, if I can best help them, you know, there's a certain style that I have in my photography and a certain skill set that I have. And if I'm feeling like they're not going to be okay with that, then I'm not the right photographer for them. And it's important for me to point that out and why. It doesn't happen a lot because I do actually attract a lot of my ideal clients. They see someone's picture and they say to me, I no longer really have to explain my skill set anymore. I have people calling me and saying, oh, my God, you so clearly, you know, capture the essence of who people are, and you have this glow that you give them, and you obviously see the best in people. And I'm just like, okay, good. So what do you want to talk about? How can I help you? You know, it's like, it's not a sales call. It's a strategy call to see how we can, you know, intentionally create their visual presence. I did a strategy call with a lawyer recently, and you know, I was like, what did you like about the conversation? And he was like, I got to tell you, I have never had such an in-depth conversation with a lot of people, much less a photographer that is going to take a few pictures of me. So I really, like, dig deep with my questioning when I'm on a strategy call with my clients so that they can really find clarity if they don't have it, or we can be aligned with what the clarity of how they want to show up is.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now let's move into some of the actual tips, because I know you've just recently launched this amazing new ebook on the title of our call today, which is on putting your best face forward. And you've done this book in conjunction with your team, one of your team members, which is your makeup artist. And I think you mentioned his name. I don't. Is it Anthony?
Yes, Anthony Rio. Yep.
Anthony Rio. So could you tell us a little bit about what things, you know, we need to be paying attention to? And I'd love to ask this question, too. Is there anything in there for guys? Because Jules mentioned in the previous session that he actually wears makeup on his videos. So I'd love for you to tell us about that.
Yeah, and, you know, video is different than photography. You do need heavier makeup on video than you do for photography. So it's important to work with a makeup artist that knows the different levels. And if they don't, at least now you know that and you can direct them.
Okay, perfect. Good to know
So it's a perfect segue from creating your intentional visual presence. Because basically this ebook came from talking to my clients over and over about the visual presence that we create together, about going that extra mile, which may only take you a few extra minutes before you leave the house, so that you leave the house photo ready. So basically, you know, I travel a lot. I travel all over for assignments, clients, and, you know, to attend personal growth and business building workshops. So when I travel, I know that I will be photographed. Even though I'm maybe there to photograph other people, in most cases, I will still end up in the photos. So I leave the house or the hotel photo ready. And what I mean by that is, you know, I have the proper makeup on, which the more makeup, you know, you need to have a heavier base of makeup than your everyday makeup so that your features really pop in your photos. And also having the right clothing and style together for that particular event so that, you know, when I show up online in social media and I'm tagged in photos that maybe I didn't even know about because I may be in the background of an event, I look how I want to look. I'm actually presenting the message that I want to send to people. I'm taking responsibility for showing up a certain way. So, you know, extra makeup makes your features pop in photos for the ladies. And then, you know, fake eyelashes are like the biggest secret to looking amazing in photos. So, you know, whether you're having a photo shoot or just attending a function where you know you're going to be photographed, you have to be ready. Like when I go to Sundance Film Festival, I know that I'm going to be in photos for like 4 days straight. So every morning I'll do the best makeup. I've been trained to do my makeup so that I know, you know, what I like myself to look like in photos. So I'm not surprised by photos that I don't approve of. You know, it happens still, but whatever. So even when I'm shooting and networking at the film festival, I want to look my best, and especially when I'm standing next to models and celebrities, and it's just like, whoa, okay, I have to, like, have my shit together. And, you know, even, you know, when I've been on assignment in Spain a few times, or, you know, attending lunch and photographing the Prince of Monaco, like, I need to look a certain level so that I don't look like I stick out. Like, I need to look like I belong there. And not only do I need to, but I really want to. And people understand that and they respect that. It's appreciated beyond, you know, what we think. So makeup is important, which the whole ebook is about how to apply makeup. But just know that if you take your everyday makeup and do it heavier, that's one step toward leaving the house photo ready, learning how to do fake eyelashes for the women, down to, you know, your style, making sure your style matches who you are. So this is where, like, you know, it brings the men in, too. You don't want to end up finding photos online that you don't approve of or, more importantly, that don't feel good to you. So, you know, really making sure that you have your photo-ready style. If you work with a stylist, you know, dress the way you want to present yourself. And also the way you carry yourself translates in photos also. The way you're standing, your mannerisms. You know, a lot of times you'll get caught in a photo where you're speaking. What are you doing with your hands? Like, just be aware, you know, of what's going on around you and how you're being captured. So you can work with a stylist, make sure you take pictures, because sometimes something looks really good on you in person but doesn't translate well in photos. All of a sudden in a photo, that outfit makes you look frumpy and heavier. You don't want that. So make sure that, you know what you look like on film with that particular style. You know, just really allow it to support how you feel and give you the confidence that you need to show up the way you want.
Mm-hmm. You know, these are great tips. And it really, what you really made me, you know, think of, and I actually kind of had to hold myself back from chuckling for a moment, because it reminded me of we were talking about being photo ready and always being aware of how you're presenting yourself. You reminded me so much of my mother. When I was a kid, my mom was one of those old school women that, you know, I know for a fact that there would be times she would go to, like, to the grocery store or go to the drugstore, and she would be, like, sick as a dog, like a fever of 102 or 3. And that woman would not leave that house without her hair combed and her lipstick on.
Yeah.
Never. It was just not done. You know.
And I would ask her,
I says, you're sick. Why would you do this? And she says, you never know who's watching you.
Yes. That's so cute. And, you know, this goes back to your brand positioning and your brand presence, too, because if you don't set an intentional visual presence, you are open to allowing others to create one for you. And that's like dangerous ground. You're leaving money on the table, and that's affecting your bottom line if you allow others to really create the person that you are instead of intentionally pushing it out there so that they can know immediately who you are. So feeling good is looking good, right? They go hand in hand. So certain clothing makes you look slimmer or more polished, and that creates more confidence, and that'll come through in your images, and the viewer can not just see that, but sense it. It's an energetic thing, and even though some people don't really know what that is, they react to it. So it's not about creating an image that's out of alignment of who you are. It's about knowing yourself so much that you're able to genuinely display, you know, that clearly in all of your images.
And I think this is so great information, Nikki, to share, and so important because, again, you're your brand 24/7. You know, for many of us, we don't have brick and mortar businesses. I mean, we're independent, you know, contractors, if you will. But we're always marketing.
Yeah, and it's like, think about it like this too. It's like, how many times do you feel like you need to explain yourself to people, right? But if you're vulnerable enough in your images and clear enough with who you are with others so that they get you immediately and trust you at a glance, right, because people hire those they know, like, and trust. So if you can clearly get that through in an image and allow people to know exactly who you are, then it's almost like explaining who you are just goes away because people just get it. They're like, oh, I can clearly see you're, like, confident and strong, yet you're like fun and whimsical. Like, you know, people like to describe me all the time because I'm so clear with my images. I'm so clear with who I am, period. And that is displayed in my images. And people who don't even know me all the time will come back with, like, well, you're so clearly, and they get it. I don't have to say a damn thing.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, you and I come from that school of, you know, of coaching where it comes from, you know, a confused mind always says no.
Yeah.
You know, and we're always our message. We always are our brand. People are always looking and deciding whether or not, you know, they're buying us or not based on what we're presenting. And again, the visual is the first form of communication. You know, next to verbal. So it's, you know, it is something that's very important. A lot of us really, you know, we may, you know, quote unquote, put on our scrubs. And I mean, I don't necessarily know to what extent people want to take this to. I mean, if they want to, you know, when you're saying be photo ready, I know you're not talking about walking out of the house, going to the market. Maybe as my mom did, you know, with, I'm not saying she came out with a ball gown on, but you know what I'm saying. You know, you want to. Just want to look your best is what I'm trying to say in a nutshell.
Yeah, especially when you're being photographed. It's so funny because I ran into this woman yesterday coming back from a client meeting, and I was supposed to attend this event, whatever. So I was, you know, dressed nicer. I had my hair done and makeup and whatever. And and she was like, oh, you look so pretty. And I was like, I do? Like, not that I didn't put, like, an effort into it, but I it wasn't, like, a special day. I just was dressed normally. And I was like, I do? And I just kind of looked at myself, and I was like, oh, right, because this woman is used to seeing me, like, out in the dog park in the morning after just waking up.
Wow.
So, like, it's just, you know, when people are used to seeing you in a certain element, it's just, like, it's just kind of funny. So, yeah, you know what? Like, I don't throw makeup on or anything to go, like, take the dog out after I wake up. But if I know I'm going somewhere where I know I'm being photographed, then I do take, you know, extra care in making sure. I spent a lifetime of hating every single frigging photo that I saw of myself. And I vowed once I finally found the formula of what makes me feel good and look good in photos that I'm never going to allow that again.
Wonderful. You know, we've got only a few minutes left, but I just want to throw in these last couple of tips, and then I'd love you to just tell people a little bit more about the book and then where they can go and get it. So I know for me personally is once I had my portrait done with Nikki, which everyone loves that picture, so I know that that's my signature photo, which will only be used until we just do another reshoot at another time.
Right.
But once you get that photo, that one that works for you, I mean, I think this is a huge part of your branding. Use that image everywhere. I mean, it's my avatar. It's on my business cards. You know, what are your thoughts about that?
It's funny because I think that this is something that I forgot to mention that we didn't touch on, and you don't understand how much you're holding yourself back in life and in your business when you don't have a visual presence that you're proud of that makes you feel good. You know, I talk to people and they will hand me their business card and they're like, oh, well, don't look at the photo. It's just like it was just a placeholder that, you know, I had done like 10 years ago. And I'm like, really? So how does that make you feel when you hand me this business card? And she was like, you know, I don't know, not great. I'm like, well, where else are you holding yourself back in your life and in your business because you don't feel good about what you're passing to other people? And it just, like, it stops people in their tracks. They're like, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, well, maybe it's something to think about. Then they're like, can
you know,
I get your business card?
It's very powerful. And the thing of it is that if you have no image of yourself, I mean, I think that the first thing I would say that everyone on this call listening should do is once you do get a portrait or a picture of yourself that you really love, that you're proud of, the first place it should go is on your business card, because if it's just a logo there, that's not connecting to you. When someone grabs your card and they hold on to it, and I don't know if there's any studies done on this, you might know, Nikki, but I would tend to think that business cards with professional-looking, great-looking photos on them of the person get kept a lot longer than ones that just have just graphics and logos on them.
Yeah, and, you know, this is what I say to my clients all the time, or do you want your, you know, what do you want your images for? And when they don't mention their business card, I'm like, what about your business card? Well, no, that's just your realtor's, that's just kind of tacky. And I'm like, really? So why are you making it difficult for people to remember you? Do you network? Do you hand a business card out? And they're like, well, I don't know. I'm like, okay. So, you know, I was sitting at a networking event once and where tons of business cards were being passed. They even played like one of those games to like pass out as many business cards as you can. And the guy, and I'm thinking it, but I'm not saying it because I feel like I always harp on it. But the guy next to me grabs a 6-stack of business cards that he has, and he was like, how the hell am I going to remember all these people? And I was like, exactly my point.
That's it.
Because I met a guy once at a networking event who I talked about fish tacos with, and I have a bad memory. Could I remember his name? Nope. Did we talk at all about what he did for a living? Nope. Wanted to reach out and maybe see if I could support him in some way. Really great guy. I had a stack of business cards. I didn't know who he was.
That's it.
Why are people making it? Like, it's just a way of hiding more. So then why are you hiding? Like, there's a deeper issue that needs to be answered here.
Wow. Good stuff, Nikki. Good stuff. Well, I so hate to end our conversation. I enjoy it so much, but I wanted to let everyone know that Nikki has created a fantastic ebook that she is graciously gifting all of you who are here with us in the masterclass, and you can find it. It's called, excuse me, Nikki, how to put your best face forward.
Yes.
And you can find that on the bonus page. I had got choked there for a second for clip. It's available.
Such a good product.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Like, as soon as I got ready to say it, like I had to swallow it and the choke at the same time. But it's called How to Put Your Best Face Forward in Every Single Photo, and it is her gift to all of you as participants of the Masterclass. And if you go to the gift page at getpaidforyourcreativity.com/gifts or click on the link if you're on the webcast that says Access Bonuses to the left of our presentation, you can just scroll down and find Nikki's gorgeous headshot there and click on that link to enter your contact info, and she'll rush that out to you right away. So Nikki, thank you so, so much. As always, it's always fun, as I'm sure many of the people have gathered listening to us. We go back a while, so Nikki and I always have fun getting together. But she's just a brilliant woman. She has amazing, amazing insight and skill and talent. And if you are ever in the California, live in California or in the San Diego area, check out her website at NikkiInCandela.com, and that's NikkiInCandela.com. And,
yeah, and also some of my more recent work is on Facebook if you're looking for headshot images to look at. I'm actually in the middle of building a new website that better reflects where I have my business now as opposed to where it used to be. Not that I don't like my website. It's just it's just different now. So just to let you know that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, everyone, thank you so much for coming. Nikki, again, thank you so much for coming. I've got my second call with Aaron coming up now. We need to get started on that one. But, Nikki, I appreciate it. You're the best. And we will
thank
be coming again soon. Thank you, everyone, for coming. All right.
Thanks, Rodney.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So everyone, hang out for us. We're just going to switch over, and we're going to bring on Aaron in just a few minutes.